And if somebody's excited and there's no reason for him to be excited, what would you tell him?
Nervousness.
Mm-hmm. And at night, when you come in from a long day's work, you'd say you're
tired.
Mm-hmm. And if you're tired and then some, you'd say you're what?
Quit.
If you're tired and then some, you're not only tired, you're just plain.
Plain out?
Mm-hmm.
Just completely plain out?
Mm-hmm.
They call it poop nowadays.
And when you have a tool or something and you use it and you use it and you use it until you can't get any more use out of it, you'd say it's...
It's wore out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an extra good tool.
Mm-hmm. Not very many of them like that anymore, are there?
Well, I don't know. It's a whole lot where you care for most of them. I have things here that my father had that's gone now, just the last few years. So it's taking care of anything to make them last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now my shovels, my hoes, my picks, and everything like that, I want them in out of the weather when I ain't using them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice smooth handle, and you know, don't be hurting your hands or anything. And there's so many, we'll just throw it down wherever they use it, just drop it. Pretty soon the handle's broke out, and then they've got to either go and buy another or you got old rough,
mm-hmm,
broken out handle, short handle outfit, whatever it is, blister your hand and everything else. So I never didn't go for anything like that. All mm-hmm. pitchforks and whole handle and shovels and now my hoes, I wear them out of fallen and holding weeds.
Uh-huh.
But I'd take old saw, it was an awful good thing, old one of them wide cross cut saws.
Uh-huh.
Cut the blades out, punch holes in, and weld on there, rivet them on your old hole, cut the sides off, and you can have a good hole. It lasts for a long time, and then all you can have to do is punch your rivets out and put another piece of saw blade on, and you can have your hole all the time. And the same handle if you can take care of your handle, but if you throw it out, well, about a year, well, it'd be all rough, and then it'd break out easy.
It takes just about one good rain, and then you get those darn blisters. That price is a little too high to pay, I think. Boy, I don't like a rough handle.
I know that I've had an awful long time in my lifetime, and if I get anything, I want to take care of it. Then it will last to me and will be of use to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm discouraged about some of the modern appliances. When I'm gone for a week or so, it seems every time I come home I have to spend a day putting things back together.
Yeah.
The kids' toys and...
Turn up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they don't really have much choice, though.
I just had an idea you can see some of the toys things laying out there, but I don't see a thing in the yard there now.
Looks pretty clean.
If you go out here to the barn, I bet you'll find airplanes and this and that and then all around out there.
If children are making a lot of noise, what would you tell them? If children are making a lot of noise and you don't want the noise, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them quieting down and making too much racket.
Mm-hmm.